The healthcare detective Frank Lally has written a book for Simon & Schuster about how to get affordable healthcare. Called Your Best Healthcare Now, it's available online, in-store, wherever fine books are sold. Mr. Lally is also the health correspondent for Parade and the former editor of Money and George magazines. He joins us when he can. We're doing more germs, and then I've already been given leave to harangue him. Hi, Frank. How are you?
Well, I'm better. A little stomach flu. It was not the real flu. It was just a little stomach virus. I didn't get a fever, but it was an unpleasant 3 or 4 days, as you can well imagine. And it, again, focused my mind on a subject that I find fascinating, which is how to avoid germs, which are everywhere and a constant threat. But now that I'm especially sensitive to the subject because I've had a stem cell transplant, and my immune system wasn't protecting me from, you know, my cancer that I've had for years. So the doctors over at Memorial Sloan Kettering, that's Sergio Garral, terrific guy, and his team, they gave me a brand new immune system. So essentially, I have the immunity of a 2-year-old. In fact, I need to be vaccinated all over again against the childhood diseases, the measles and the mumps and all that stuff. So I'm especially susceptible. I'm stipulating that. But you know what? Everybody, listeners, we're all susceptible to germs, and we should be more careful than we really are. But anyway, we're going to talk about germs today, but we're going to have fun with it because I'm going to ask Jill about her health habits, and then I'll tell her, you know, what the experts actually recommend. And folks, you will soon see that once again, without a doubt, this is non-rehearsed. This is spontaneous. This is streaming live radio.
All right, I Jill. Can't wait. So, all right.
Yeah, you'll do great. So last time we talked about germs, Jill is actually very wise to say that she washes her hands in restaurants after handling the inevitably germy menu and wine list. They get full of germs, but so many people handle them all day. That's very smart. You put that menu away, then you go to the restroom, you wash. But here's the question, Jill. You're in that public restroom now. How do you dry your hands? Do you use paper towels?
That's the thing. And some places,
hot air dryers.
All right. So this is fascinates me because some of the places have taken out the paper towels and only use the hot air dryers. Now, the most fascinating thing I find about the hot air dryers, this is fairly recent, is that in a lot of, just like the chicken in the sink, in a lot of cases, they blow the myuch on your hands right all over the room. So did you see that most recent thing?
Well, here's the answer.
But
is
there's another problem.
Never use those hot air dryers.
Right, okay, so perfect. But there's another problem for the people who have taken out the paper towel. How do you get out of the bathroom?
All right. Here's how we're going to do that.
Okay.
First of all, never use those hot air dryers. That's very clear, right? Never do it. Okay. Here's why. When a lidless toilet is flushed, a fine mist of microbes, that now some people call that a fecal cloud. You need a mental image? It's propelled 65 square feet. Now, that's an 8x8 room, right? So this... What's worse, those little fecal clouds get sucked into the dryer, and then they're spread. Obviously, they're sprayed all over the room. They're sprayed all
over
your hands.
Every time you use the dryer.
They threaten you with everything from staph infections, that can be fatal, folks, or pneumonia, okay? So it's important to dry your hands.
What about typhoid? Right. You could probably get typhoid, too.
Yeah, typhoid. Great. Why not? Everything but smallpox. But here's the thing. If there are no paper towels, here's what I do. And it just happened to me just 2 nights ago in a restaurant. There was just a dryer, no paper towel. I actually used an edge of my shirt. I opened the door of the restroom, went outside of the restroom, and then wiped my hands very vigorously together, just rubbed and rubbed and rubbed until they were dry.
Right.
And I avoided as many germs as I possibly could. That's what you should do.
Right. And the point being, and this is another thing that I don't think people focus on enough, the doorknob, the little locky and the doorknob and the hook, and those are crawling. It's just like, visualize the worst horror film you've ever seen with, you know.
Right.
And
right.
then because those have germs all over them. You know, people sneeze and
absolutely.
They open the door.
Absolutely.
And so.
You got to get a towel, grab a towel, a dry one, after you've dried your hand with a towel. Grab that towel and open the door. I actually tucked a little piece of my shirt out.
I use shirt or jacket sometimes if you got nothing. Toilet paper is, it's a fix, but it's pretty thin sometimes.
Plus toilet paper. Remember, toilet paper is sitting out there.
Right.
So I don't know if I took my cleaner shirt tucked in my pants. Okay.
Okay.
Next question, Jill. We got to move on here.
Yeah, you're right.
Okay. Now, actually, you don't have to answer this one. Just nod. I don't want to be too personal, but we'll see what you're doing. At home, do you use your smartphone in the bathroom? All right, I can see the nod.
No, you don't. You don't. No, no, you don't. Because Jill, you live in never. I mean, A, I wouldn't, and B, I have no service. This is a huge assumption. But people, you know, If I ruled the world, I would make people take off their shoes and wash their hands before they came in the house, and I would make them leave their smartphones in a bag because I think that they're just useless. But that's all right. So no, absolutely not. And I can't. And people who go to the bathroom, I just say, hey, people who are using the loo while you're on your smartphone, guess what? We can hear you. And guess what? Just think about what's getting onto your screens.
Okay.
All so right. So yeah, what?
Most of us are not nearly as good as you are. So the lesson out of that is, if you do have your phone in a restroom, a public toilet or a toilet, you've got to keep them clean. So use a damp. A clean, damp cloth will do the job, just to wipe them down. But you got to be careful because you don't want to get your phone wet. That's the other problem. Now, I just had to upgrade to a water-resistant Apple Phone 7
because my six
got wet and died while I walked in the rain with my phone in my jacket pocket the entire time. Didn't matter. Still got wet, and it died.
I have one word for you.
Yeah.
Infrastructure. The reason I say that is many, many years ago, when you were just a cub reporter pounding the shoe leather on the streets, there were these things called trunk lines. You know, you actually have wired phones, and you could get a long distance call that was a really big deal, and sometimes you'd get even an overseas call, and you couldn't hear the person at all, which sounds pretty much like the average cell phone call walking down the street.
Well, I've got the watch now, so I can actually talk into my watch.
Oh, you and Dick Tracy. Excellent.
Yeah, I usually get Dick Tracy. He's the only one that can understand me. Anyway, keep those devices clean. The same goes for your TV remote that's overlooked. But remotes can harbor colonies of bacteria. Look around the keys of your remote. You'll see they're grimy. Again, clean them carefully. A little soap, a little detergent. An antiseptic wipe is fine. Just don't get them soaked wet. All right, Jill. Now, this is tricky. I think you'll get it. Which do you think harbors the most germs? The toilet seat, the toilet faucet, or the kitchen faucet?
Kitchen faucet.
Very good. Because that one really surprised me. The kitchen faucet carries twice as many germs as the toilet faucet. And guess this, 21 times as much as the toilet seat. Now you think about it. That's because we just overlook the kitchen faucet. But it gets contaminated over and over again with the juices from raw meat. You know, you're preparing your chicken, your beef, your pork.
Your
you clean
hands,
the sink, you clean the countertop.
You just wipe your hand across the dog.
You overlook the faucet.
Oh, yeah,
you overlook
the
faucet.
So, and that's, now, I have to say something, and then I'm going to have to ask you something soon. But I just want to throw something in here. It is obviously important to be conscious of germs and conscious of your external environment. This is the harangue, though.
Yeah.
There's been in the last, I would say, 30 years, this attachment to antibiotics, antibacterial soap, anti this. It's just the things that kill, supposedly, bacteria. Mm-hmm. The problem with that is it's being flushed into the system, the water. It's killing things. People have no resistance. There's got to be some sort of sensible limit between actual germs so that you don't have to live in like a saran wrap bubble, unless, of course, you've got a physical condition where you've got a brand new immune system. But people who are fundamentally healthy need, in my view, some exposure to the yuck of life, so
let me take a slightly the other side of that question. I agree with you that you don't have to overdo it. You don't have to pour Purell on your head. You don't have to wash your hands every 15 minutes. On the other hand, plain soap and water, hey, that's all you really need. Just remember to wash your hands. Just keep doing it.
Yeah, just some
people
conscientious.
People go hours without doing it. So you really need to do it. So I've got to ask you a question that I think you'll get, and then we probably should talk about what to do when you take a trip. But I need your answer on this one. What do you think is dirtier, your toilet or your dog's food bowl?
Oh, the dog's food bowl.
Ah, you're correct. 10 times dirtier than most toilet seats. So, for dog owners, and I'm sure you do this, wash the bowl after every feeding of your dog or your kitty cats, okay?
Yeah.
The same way you wash your knives and forks and your dishes after you eat, right?
And you
that's
have to, and
common
anyone,
sense.
Right. And before we do, we've got actually 15 seconds for me to say, listen, you got to use hot water, and because otherwise everyone who has had a dog and washes out or rinses out the bowl should know, will feel that sort of slimy stuff. So you've got to get past that, and that's just what. And same for cat. Same for, it's that's
yeah. You got to wash it. You got to wash those food bowls for your dog and cat. Yeah, if they get, you'll get them sick. You'll get you sick. One more thing, Jill. You got to stretch the clock. On an airplane, what do you drink on an airplane? Water, tea, coffee. What do you drink?
I have to recuse myself from this question. I drink the Evian that I bring with me.
How do you get it on? But anyway, fine if you can get it on. Never drink the water from the plane. Don't have a tea. Don't have a coffee. Here's what's happening. Their planes have these big containers of water. They should be cleaned out and washed. They're not. They're being refilled on a quick turnaround on the plane. Plus, the stewardess is too busy to boil the water for your tea and your coffee. So you're getting germy tea. Drink a beer.
Pretend you're in India or Mexico or any place. But don't
whiskey straight.
Don't drink the water.
No ice.
Yeah.
Don't have germy tea or water. You got water, get a canned water. Drink a beer, and have some of that wine,
or have a
corkscrew wine.
All right,
but germy tea.
Got that right. All right, in 1 minute and 40 seconds, tell us what to do away.
That's the big secret of traveling, is to stay away from the water on an airplane. It's not clean. There are alternatives, right? There are alternatives. They'll serve you a beer. They'll serve you a soft drink.
Schweppes,
they'll serve you anything.
Ale, something.
Yeah, they'll serve you a whole bunch of other stuff. Don't kid yourself into saying, well, I'll have the tea because they'll boil the tea and it'll be fine. No, they won't necessarily boil the tea. The germs are in there. It's in those containers, but they aren't cleaning and it's festering there. Don't get sick on an airplane. The air is bad enough.
I was just going to say, hard enough not breathing on an airplane for a long-haul flight. But,
yeah. So what did we try to say to people today? Look,
be aware of
germs
your environment.
Are everywhere.
Yeah.
Germs are everywhere. But here's the other thing. Soap and water, plain soap. The antiseptic point I take completely on your side. Regular old soap and water is available. You can carry Purell in your pocket as a backup. It's all fine. Clean hands gets you clean health. When we finish the little broadcast in about 15 seconds, you know what? Get up from the radio, go into the sink, wash your hands nice and carefully. Do it for about 20, 30 seconds. Sing the alphabet song slowly if you can remember all the letters. I get mixed up. Maybe you can remember them. And both sides of your hands, and like my mother always said, under the fingernails, behind your ears, You know, I grew up cleaning myself beyond my ears. If you wash your hands and keep them clean, you're avoiding most of the germs that you introduce into your face, into your mouth, into your nose, and you don't get the lousy old stomach flu that I had for 3 or 4 days last week. No fun.
Thank you, Frank, the healthcare detective and health correspondent for Parade. Send your questions or concerns about finding affordable healthcare to healthcaredetective@robinhoodradio.com. Frank will try to address as many of your questions as he can on future broadcasts. Also, look for his book, Your Best Healthcare Now, available online and in stores.